Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome to the Business of Personal Brand Photography. My name is Paula Brennan and I am your host here today, coming from the beautiful Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. It is still sunny, even though it's the middle of winter, which makes my heart smile and definitely is such a beautiful time of the year to be here. Our summers are incredibly hot, so I'm enjoying the change in weather, the cooler mornings, the cooler afternoons, but still nice and sunny and blue skies during the day. Now, today I wanted to share with you something that's kind of, it's technical, it's business, but it's also a little bit vulnerable. So you have to bear with me because it feels a bit weird for me to share like this, but I think it's best for me to be completely open and honest. And I'm virtually going to be opening up my calendar to you guys today because one of the things that I've struggled with a lot throughout my career is definitely overwhelm. And that's really the only word for it. I am kind of like an overworker. I love work. I love what I do. I love producing content. I love, you know, working with clients and I'm, you know, love being on photo shoots. I find though that other things in my life and in my business can get a little bit overwhelming. And look, let's face it, when you're a solopreneur, as the Grahams would call it, you do really have to do everything and you feel like, or you can feel like you have to be everywhere and you have to be everything for everyone, you know? And I definitely can say as a result of this, that there are definitely quite a few periods in my business career where I've completely hit burnout. End of wedding season, coming into Christmas, as you know, coming off the back end of doing 3 weddings in one weekend. And I know all of this is really because I just never really had clear boundaries around what tasks I was willing to put my attention on, you know, pretty much in any given moment, really. Like client emails would land asking where their images were, that, you know, images that weren't really due for another week. Of course, I would drop everything to try and get them delivered ASAP. Let's say tomorrow's Mother's Day or Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Well, I better drop everything and write a post to put up an offer for a special, you know, something. Yeah, have you ever done this? Like something that you conjure up without too much forethought because just like it's such a last minute thing. And then, you know, do stupid things like discounting beyond belief because, you know, I'd sort of like it was just an afterthought. Maybe the phone rings, you know, I've had this happen so many times for a job that's like next week, you know, on a day that I was supposed to go for lunch with the family. You know what? Sure, I can drop everything to meet your schedule and ignore mine. And then the morning of, they cancel to reshoot or they call to reschedule because their boss now has something else on. Yuck. So frustrating. And this one, I know that everyone can attest to this one. Sit down at your computer with the intention of getting that, you know, when you've got like that full A4 list size of to-dos, that mammoth task list. And, you know, ridiculous stuff that I've tasked for myself to achieve in that one day, only to find myself lost in my inbox. You know, you get to the 3-hour point where you've been deleting emails that have been, you know, piling up on page 4 of my Gmail account. I've recently did this one, so I'm speaking from experience. You know, when you then, I don't know, go to the fridge, wander through someone else's website for a bit, do some washing, come back to the screen, have a notification from Facebook. And then I don't know about you, but like, you know, the Facebook kind of notification panels, I get lost, go down the rabbit hole, end up, you know, going through Messenger, Facebook notifications, like all these random groups that I've been attached to, someone's kind of put me into. And then at the end of the day, end up with a bottle of wine in my hand. because my to-do list is still there, that A4 list still there, and you just end up feeling guilty, you know, and just want to go to sleep and wake up on a whole new day. Can you relate to any of this? Oh my gosh, it makes me feel sick when I think about the way I used to run my business. And I have to say, I only really got a handle on this when I started deciding to control my calendar. And it was working with one particular business and life coach. And this is like before those books like The 4-Hour Workweek and, you know, what's another one? Own the Day, you know, these sorts of books were out and about, and those sort of productivity, daily productivity books that we all have now, and, you know, goal setting and all for day to day and stuff like that. Now, I worked with this business coach at a time when my life, it was really out of control. So my marriage had broken down. I had found myself now just becoming a single mum to a 3-year-old. And I also had an incredibly thriving business. Okay, so my business was at peak at this stage and, you know, doing lots of weddings and portraits and things like that. But my business, it was definitely in the driver's seat of my life, and more so my clients, my email, my phone, all of this was in the driver's seat of my life. I was really definitely a slave to all of those things. And like, I know now this might sound so simple, especially if you don't really have this problem right now, but this business coach taught me the most simplest of lessons that I've been trying to live by since. And what he identified for me at the time, he said, you just have so many open loops. And by open loops, he basically meant like unfulfilled tasks, do you know? So, and the tasks could be small, like little things that I was thinking of doing right through to big things, but they were all swirling around in my head at one time and never ever getting complete. So he called them open loops because if you can think about it as a circle that's not quite complete, he said, what you want to do is be able to complete the circle and tick it. So there were like all these sort of like C-looking kind of shapes in my life with lists and things around the place, and they were all swirling in my head. So he taught me how to like time block my calendar so I could really focus my attention on starting to try and close those loops in a way that didn't feel overwhelming. So what do I mean when I say that, or what does that look like? For me right now at the time of recording, I actually have compartmentalized my week so much so that I have certain days where I will wear makeup and I'll do my hair. And then I have days where I will be free. I'll be living in my workout gym gear with my messy high bun. So this naturally for me dictates what activities I will do and what I won't do on those days. It's a really simple distinction, but I literally have that written, no makeup on certain days so that I know, you know, straight away that sort of gives a distinction in my diary. And this is something that I try and stick to every single week. Now, I also have shoot days and weeks and no shoot weeks, okay? I'm really distinct about this. There's a week where I will shoot, and then there's weeks on end where I won't shoot. I have particular days when my clients can get on a Zoom with me, and then there's a lot of time in my calendar where they just can't get access to me, okay? So there's particular days where, and it's only 2 days of the week, where clients can get on a Zoom with me, and it's only for a limited couple of hours on both of those days. And then there's lots of days in the week that they can't. And I'll tell you why, because I really need to focus myself to be effective. I need to be able to focus so that I can serve to the best of my abilities and be there for other people. And most of all, I need to focus like this for my own mental health. Okay, now this has been a struggle for me over the years. I've had sort of seesawing mental health as a result of what I've just shared with you there, all of that overwhelm. But what I've learned is that for me personally is when I keep compromising my focus, I find myself getting to a stage where I'm getting lots of things done, but not really well. Okay, now I talked about this in a previous episode last week, but when you can get laser focused on on anything, you end up with a lot more clarity and confidence in your life. But I also think that when you can get like laser focused on where you need to be and how you need to show up, then you can also get so much more done and then have time left over for you, right? So I'm going to put a caveat in here just to be honest. I outsource my editing. If you've listened to my podcast, you'll know this well. And so that's not something that I personally have to contend with. I'm no longer doing Lightroom edits or Photoshop edits. And so I want you to understand that before I go into what my ideal work week looks like, just so you can get a clear picture. Now, for me, I'm an incredibly early riser. Okay, I love being up when it's dark in the morning. So when I'm at my peak, like when I'm really kind of like in the right headspace and things like that, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. most mornings. I exercise then and I set myself up for the day. So it's like my personal time. I'm also a single mum. So, you know, you've got to understand that it's the time when my house is quietest and that's what works for me. Now, this also means that I get my best quality work done in the first half, like in the earlier parts of the day. So I really don't schedule much in after 3 o'clock in my days because it's just not where my brain is functioning. I'm usually sort of like winding down and shutting off around 3 o'clock. So I'm only actually in full transparency now, shooting for 3 days in the month, and it's only for 1 week. So it's just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I try not to compromise on this where I can. So look, I don't have a studio, so this allows me to only have to pack my car once a month, you know. So at the start of the week, I pack my car with all of the gear in it. We clear all the cards, we get everything sorted and ready and charged and everything's ready to go. And then at the end of that shoot week, I just have to do one download of everything. The batteries all go back on charge, the cameras get put away, all of my backdrops and lighting and stuff, it all gets put away and all of the images actually go into post at the same time as well. So 1 month of shoots in 1 week and sent off on 1 day. So it's nice and smooth. It kind of keeps the workflows going really well. Now, if a client can't do within the selected days, of course, I will decide if I can take on the job. But what I'm finding is that most of the majority of my clients are really good when I present them just with, you know, two or three available dates that they have to choose from. They'll just slot themselves in. And I'm also going to put a quick note in here is that the more sparse the available dates are, the more likely your clients are going to be quick to take action. They're going to be really decisive so that they avoid missing out on a spot. And I always say to people, look, you could just put in as a tentative hold so that you've got the date. And then if you need to move it, you can. But that works really well. That scarcity model, only having a few days of availability, it really helps to move people into action. So let's have a look at what my week looks like sort of, you know, on my off week. So we're talking like my non-shoot weeks. So 1 week of the month it's shooting and the rest of the time I try and structure it as much as I can like this. So Mondays, what I'm typically doing is trying to have a team meeting in the morning. And that way I can just look at what needs to be done. So my videographer, Jordan, my VA and myself all sit together and we sort of look at where the jobs need to go and that kind of thing. I then set about looking at business numbers and targets versus the actual. Okay, so, you know, obviously we need to be looking at what we are actually getting. So that's sort of the stuff that I'm reviewing and having a look at all of the numbers and expenses and things like that. I'm trying to get a handle on my inbox so that I just put my attention on the things that kind of like are relevant and urgent. On Mondays, you know, if you haven't answered your inbox since Friday morning, there's usually quite a lot there. So you need to kind of, yeah, just filter through everything. And then my afternoons, I usually dedicate and keep it open for client booking. So this is anything like sales calls, planning sessions, initial kind of consults and things like that. That all kind of takes place on that Monday afternoon. So Tuesdays for me, makeup, no makeup day. Tuesdays are only for content creation. So this means it's course content. Okay. It's writing emails, it's social media, it's blogs, it's this sort of stuff that I can just like take myself and my laptop for a little date at a cafe. I can switch off the notifications and then I can just literally go for it. Okay. It's like the perfect, I love this day because I feel like I get so much done, particularly when I'm sort of like in total switch off mode. And I actually have started putting my phone onto do not disturb as well while I'm doing this, so that I can just, yeah, fully focus. And I like to go to cafes where there's a bit of hustle bustle. It kind of, I don't know, something about having other people kind of moving around me and that sort of isolation, it just helps me to concentrate and get really creative. On Wednesdays, I am typically teaching live courses in the morning within my training. And of course, I push those into the morning because that's when I'm freshest. And then in the afternoons, because I've got makeup on, I'm usually recording the content I wrote the day before. So if I've written content for a podcast, say, I might record it on the Wednesday afternoon, or other lessons that I might need to put into my membership. I do all that stuff after lunch. So Thursdays then are for recording. So this is where I will have makeup on again. And then in the afternoon, I might have some client meetings again, and my calendar is open to take those meetings. And then on Fridays, my beautiful membership call. So where I connect with my community and do live Q&As and things like that and coaching calls. And then I usually try, if I can, to round up around lunchtime with, I'll just go through my calendar, see if there's anything that I needed to follow up on. Sometimes if I've had client meetings, I might need to send them something or, you know, do Pinterest boards and things like that. So I generally will get that done on a Friday. And then in my calendar, it says I'm off for the afternoon, and I try and go for long lunches with my girlfriends where I can. So that's my basic week. Now, let's be honest, that's the plan. It doesn't always go to plan, but it is how my availability is mapped out in my calendar. Okay, now if you're wondering what that looks like, I use Calendly for clients to be able to schedule appointments in with me. So there's links all over the place so that they can click the link, book an appointment. And I also use Calendly to book my sessions. So my clients can go in through there and book their sessions and pay for their deposits through Calendly as well. But this is how... You know, I set up my calendar, it's how it's mapped out, but it's how I aim to function each week. Okay. And I'm going to aim, I want to really influence, like put a big emphasis on, because of course life gets in the way. And to be honest with you guys, this year, it's gone way off kilter. Real life has stepped in for me. It completely took over the first half of my year, derailed my calendar. And if I can be really honest and vulnerable with you, it also derailed my mental health. Okay. So I'm not going to go into it, but life getting in the way, with my business still in full swing and with multiple commitments to both staff and to students, something in my calendar and in my life had to give. And so what happened for me is that I actually stopped exercising and probably stopped looking after my health a little bit. You know, my eating and all of that kind of thing went downhill with it. Okay. So maybe it's just that my ability to burn off the calories disappeared, because I do really love my food, but this part of my life was kind of like the only thing I could easily compromise on. I couldn't compromise on being a parent. I couldn't compromise really on my commitments to my business, to my clients, to my students. So I had to dig into my own personal life and sort of like gouge out some time from there. It's only recently that I've been able to get back on track and give back to me and to my personal health, but it definitely is on the rise. So if any of you were thinking, no, I'm fine, I'm all good, just to let you know. But I just wanted to be fully transparent, because I think that oftentimes when you look at people on Instagram, you get a little bit of a different version of what's really going on underneath. So I just wanted to be straight with you guys. You're listening to my podcast, so you're obviously kind of, you know, in my world, and you share with my wins. And so I'm all good. And I'm really only sharing this with you because I do want you to know that I'm not perfect by no means, as much as I sort of like try to emulate and teach and you know, share best practices and things like that in business. I really don't have all of this figured out either. I'm just the same as everybody else. So this plan, this structure that I've created for myself is built on boundaries, okay? It's the base for which I plan my weeks. Now, of course, things like the rain can come and cancel an entire shoot week. My daughter can bring home COVID, which she did this year again. And that ended up locking our home down for 2 weeks. And of course, someone dear can get sick. And of course, your priorities need to change radically and without a moment's notice in those sorts of situations. But in times of a peace in my life, okay, this structure, it allows me to be really high functioning. It allows me to be proactive and ahead of the game. And best of all, it allows me to be really clear on where I need to be and what I need to be doing in any particular day. So when I go to create content now, I only actually give myself three things to do, okay? When I've opened up a new day and I've got a to-do list, it's only ever got three things on it on any particular day. Sure, I might have a big floating to-do list down the bottom, but I'll only ever slot three things to do in any given day because I've created the space for it and I can effectively produce it. And then I get to tick my list. I get to close a loop, right? I put three things on my phone notes. I'm not sure if it's the same on, if you've got the same beautiful little circles, but there's these cute little circles on the notes app in my iPhone. And when I click it, I just get this beautiful sensation that something is complete and that I've actually won a moment in that day, right? Okay. So they allow me to close many of the open loops. And then each day I feel like I'm getting things done and I'm moving closer to completing something, completing a task, completing a project, or, you know, just getting things done. So I feel like I'm being very actionable or action oriented. And that's kind of a place that I like to live in. Now, I've had so many students that have come through my course and they go, oh gosh, Paula, I don't know how you manage it all as a single mom. Well, look, I'm going to be really honest with you. I have help. Okay. I have help in my business. I have help in my life. I have a village, but I also have a well time blocked calendar that allows me to compartmentalize when I need to, allows me to decide where I need to be and what part of my brain I need to occupy for the day. Okay. Which is really important. Am I in shoot mode? Am I in writing mode? Am I in numbers mode? Am I in conversations with clients mode? I know which mode I need to be in. It allows me to kind of mentally prepare for that and be in the right space and be present in the moment for the task at hand. It's fairly simple, but it blew my mind when my business coach first sort of gave me this concept, because before that, my time was everybody else's and now my time is back to my own. And now I feel like I'm getting control and I have more control over my business, but more so control over my life and then my day-to-day activities. So I hope that in sharing this for you, that this has been like maybe a bit of an eye-opener or a game changer, or maybe it's just been a simple realigner for you to maybe just, you know, fewer openings in your calendar for things. Devote more time to yourself and give yourself sort of specific times where you can just have time for you, because it's super important. We all know this. It's not rocket science, but it's something that can often get overlooked very simply. So my friend, if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to reach out on Insta at Paula Brennan. And if you want to, you can leave a little review. So I love to hear from you and I'd love to learn from you what's working and what's, you know, really hitting home for you. So please feel free to share with me. And if you want to get more training and help and my help from what you're doing and, you know, have me help you to align your business and maybe give you some tips and tools on how to, you know, effectively create marketing and sales and all those sorts of things in your business, then I'd love to be able to help you. You can have a look at the membership side of my website if you go to paulabrennaneducation.com. And if you hit /learn, it's on the top bar as well, you can find out more ways that you guys can come and learn with me. All right, my friend, I hope this has been helpful and I look forward to catching you next time. I'll start the goodbye. We can take my limb.